This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. You think something in government would be simple, but it almost never is. For instance, in Afghanistan, the U.S. government and private donors spend tens of millions of dollars to remove landmines and replant this area with grapevines. Now, who could object to that? Well, farmers in California's Central Valley who say this is where their tax dollars are going. Shirley Skeel reports.
Here's a map here that indicates the concentration of landmines.
Heidi Kuhn, founder of Roots of Peace, is heading an effort to remove millions of landmines from Afghanistan. Only a fraction of the mines laid during years of warfare are gone, but enough that farmers can begin replanting their vineyards.
We just want to create the sustainability for these farmers to allow them again the dignity to feed themselves. If we get these people back on their feet, then in the longer term of security for our own country, we are sowing the seeds of democracy.
There are other reasons, too. The U.S. Agency for International Development says if Afghani farmers can make a living off vineyards, it may help curb opium and cocaine production. In California's Central Valley, raisin farmers are sympathetic to Afghanistan's plight, but they're furious that the U.S. aid may come at their cost.
The vineyard here is about ready to go dormant, needing a couple of good hard freezes.
Raisin farmer Alan Kasparian strolls through his vineyard in the town of Selma. He says though raisin prices are now rebounding, recent years have been bleak due to a global oversupply of raisins. At least 1,000 California farmers have left the industry already. Kasparian was dismayed when he learned that Afghanistan, a former major competitor with cheap labor costs, is getting U.S. research and U.S. dollars.
Tax dollars, research dollars, funded by the American people, the American grower. Do you know of any other country that would give the technology and aid that could eventually put that country's industry out of business? Does it make sense to you? It doesn't make sense to me.
The dominant industry has been agriculture. So to focus on agriculture, I think, makes infinite sense.
Dr. Michael Perella is Associate Dean of Agricultural Sciences at the University of California, Davis. As part of the Roots of Peace project, his department is providing research to Afghanistan. Research that was partly funded by California raisin farmers. Perella appears apologetic, but he says farmers are overreacting.
There's a very, very long way one has to go to envision that industry becoming large enough to compete with California on the international market.
Perella argues the research offered will be about very basic growing techniques. Furthermore, much of the crop will be exported as fresh grapes, not raisins. But even if there is competition, farmers have to learn to live with it, says Dr. Fred Starr, chairman of the Central Asia Caucasus Institute at Johns Hopkins University in Washington.
The United States has committed itself to free trade. If that's the case, then we have to do it in agriculture, too.
Such views irritate raisin farmer Harvey Singh.
This is a competitive world, and we have to compete with every Tom and Dick and Harry, and we don't run from that. But when it's our money and our technology and our secrets being given, then we do have an issue with that.
The University of California hopes to mend fences by inviting a local raisin farmer to monitor their work. The farmers still aren't happy, but they're likely to agree. For NPR News, I'm Shirley Skeel.